Assalamu alaikum everybody and welcome to Sacred Texts. I was just waiting for the YouTube live to start. So the purpose of this podcast is to convert historic and very important Islamic literature into an audio format so that you and I can gain first-hand knowledge of Islam and explore for ourselves, rationalize, question, and ponder for ourselves on whatever it is that we read. And so a lot of times we don't have time to read books, so this is just a way that we can all sort of listen into it. So currently we're reading The Stories of the Prophet by Imam Ibn Kathir, The Stories of the Prophets, and currently we are on the story of Adam alayhi salam. Today we are going to finish the story of Adam alayhi salam and read about the way that Adam alayhi salam passed away. So inshallah, let's continue on with The Stories of the Prophets. Imam Ibn Kathir says, Adam was utterly grief-stricken by the loss of his two sons. One was dead, and the other was won over by the devil. Adam prayed for his son and turned to mundane matters, for he had to toil for his sustenance. He had to work hard for his sustenance. At the same time, he was a prophet, advising his children and grandchildren, telling them about Allah, and calling them to believe in him. He told them about Iblis and warned them by recounting his own experience with the devil and of how the devil had then tempted Cain to kill his brother, Abel. Years and years passed, Adam grew old, and his children spread all over the earth. Muhammad ibn Ishaq relates that when Adam's death drew near, he appointed his son Seth to be his successor, and taught him the hours of the day and night, along with their appropriate acts of worship. He also foretold to him that a flood that would one day come. Abu Dhar narrated that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Allah sent down 104 scriptures, of which 50 were sent down to Seth." Abdullah ibn al-Amman Ahmad ibn Hanbal narrated that Ubay ibn Ka'b said, "When Adam's death was near, he said to his children, 'O my children, indeed I feel an appetite for the fruits of paradise.' So they went away searching for what Adam had requested. They ended up meeting angels, and these angels had with them a shroud, and that shroud was what Adam alayhi salam would then be covered in, like in his death, essentially like a coffin. The angels said to them, "O children of Adam, what are you searching for? What do you want? Where are you going?" They said, "Our father is sick and has an appetite for the fruits of paradise." The angels said to them, "Go back, for your father is going to meet his end soon." So they returned with the angels, and when Eve saw them, she recognized them. And then she tried to hide herself behind Adam. He said to her, "Leave me alone, I came before you. Do not go between me and the angels of my Lord." So they took his soul, and they wrapped his body around that shroud, that white cloth, dug the grave, and laid him in it. They prayed on him and put him in his grave, saying, "O children of Adam, this is your tradition at the time of death." Before his death, Adam reassured his children that Allah would not leave man alone on earth, but would send his prophets to guide them. The prophets would have different names, they would have different traits and miracles, but they would be united in one thing, the call to worship Allah alone. This was Adam's bequest to his children. Adam finished speaking and he closed his eyes. Then the angels entered his room and surrounded him. When he recognized the angel of death among them, his heart smiled peacefully. After Adam's death, his son Seth took over the responsibilities of prophethood. According to a hadith narrated by Abu Dhar, Abu Dhar also narrated that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Allah sent down 104 scriptures, of which 50 were sent down to Seth." When the time of his death came, Seth's son Anush succeeded him. He, in turn, was succeeded by his son Kinan, who was succeeded by his son Mahal-Bil. The Persians claimed that Mahal-Bil was the king of the seven regions, and that he was the one, the first one to cut down trees to build cities and large forts, and that he is the one that built the cities of Babylonia. Mahal-Bil reigned for a period of 40 years. When he died, his duties were taken over by his son Yard, who on his death then bequeathed them to his son Kunuk. And Kunuk's other name is Idris, Prophet Idris alayhi salam, according to the majority of the scholars. So that is where we will pause today in terms of the stories of the prophets, because we are finished the first story by Imam Ibn Kathir, which is the story of Adam alayhi salam. So it was really interesting for me learning about all the different names of the people that came after Adam alayhi salam all the way on to Idris, who would become the next prophet. But before that, let's go all the way back, like where we started today. We continued on from what happened last time. These two sons of Adam, his first two sons, they fought amongst each other. And one of the sons, he was a very good-mannered person. The other son was and more sincere, whereas the other son, not so much. And he was tempted by the devil. Essentially, Cain, he killed Abel. And so we started off with Adam being extremely sad that his son was won over by the devil. And he did what a lot of us do when we're sad. We busy ourselves with work. We busy ourselves with, you know, things to do so that we don't have to think about it. So Adam alayhi salam, he busied himself with the mundane matters of the earth because he had to work hard for his sustenance. But at the same time, he was also now a prophet. He was the first of creation, but now there was more of humanity around him, his own children. So he had to be the prophet for them as well. And so he used to teach them. He used to recall from his own experience of when he was created and when he was tempted and etc., etc. Another thing I wanted to comment on, which was pretty interesting, was that when the angels of death, the angel of death and all these other angels came to take Adam alayhi salam's soul away, his wife Eve, she went in front of him, like she hid him behind her. And Adam alayhi salam basically told her that I came before you, so don't come between me and the angels of my Lord. But I thought that was pretty cute because, you know, that's love. And then also Adam alayhi salam, when he saw the angel of death, like when he saw Israel alayhi salam, he smiled. And usually, like when we think about the angel of death, as like humanity does, and the drawings and stuff that people make and all these things that they do, it's usually like really scary. Like it's, in the scariest way, because death is scary. Yeah, Adam alayhi salam here is smiling because he knows that now he's being returned to a closer proximity to his Lord. And that's something I think that we can all kind of take away, that there's quotes like this too, right? That when you leave the world, go in a way that you're smiling. Go in a way that you're satisfied, that you're happy, that you're content, that you're smiling. Knowing full well that this isn't the end of your existence. You're moving on to the next part of your journey, and hopefully in a better place, inshallah. And go smiling. And I wanted to comment on that because honestly, I want to have a death like that where I go, you know, I go smiling as well when it's time for me to go. But that's basically it, you guys. The personal connections, like what I took away from the story of Adam alayhi salam as a whole. It was just so interesting learning about like the very, very first of creation and how everything, in a detailed manner, some of the things that happened that led to so many other things. And then the themes, the central themes from Adam alayhi salam that like are prevalent even in today's society, and how we can work on that. And so my personal connections would just be just recognizing today, especially that our life and our time on earth, all the way from Adam alayhi salam, it's short. It's not very long. It's finite, and it comes to an end. And so living in a way that when it's time for me to go, I'm smiling as well. That's my personal connection. I don't know what you guys took away from it. I encourage you to comment on the posts of this. Inshallah, in the next episode on Wednesday, we are going to start the story of Idris alayhi salam. Idris alayhi salam's story is very small. It's more of a summary of who he was and kind of like what he did. And that's where we will end it. This is my cat, Mira. If you guys are listening to this on video, this is what she does. Tries to interrupt everything. I'm going to go. Take care. Assalamu alaikum.